Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory that will go into effect tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, throughout the rest of the day, it looks like we're going to see gradual clearing skies in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the mid-60s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies and warmer in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 73. Right now, it's 64.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that the state spending on public schools remains inadequate despite an increase approved earlier this year, but gave the state another year to boost funding. The High Court yesterday rejected arguments from the state that a new law phasing in a $548 million increase in funding over 5 years is enough to provide a suitable education for every child. But the court delayed its mandate until June 30th of next year or until further order of the court. 9 of 44 immigrant children placed under the care of a Kansas nonprofit working under contract with the federal government were separated from their parents at the border. The Kansas Department for Children and Families cited the number of separated children yesterday. DCF said in a news release that a staff member on Friday visited the nonprofit called the Villages Incorporated at the request of Kansas government.
Get you started. Visit a participating Aaron's store or Aaron's.com June 29th through July 4th during Aaron's 4th of July event.
July 1st and 4th online only. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $34.99. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A Wichita man has filed a lawsuit against Pizza Hut, alleging the food company's delivery practices are at least partly responsible for a crash that killed his mother and injured his grandmother. The Wichita Eagle reports that Michael Capps filed the wrongful death and negligence lawsuit against Pizza Hut earlier this month. The lawsuit alleges that the pizza chain's promise to get customers hot pizza quickly is responsible for a worker's driving when he rear-ended Karen and Juanita Capps. Relatives of a 9-year-old girl who was injured when a former Wichita police officer fired at her family's dog are criticizing the city for waiting 6 months before releasing the officer's body cam video. The Wichita Eagle reports that the video shows former officer Dexter Betts firing 2 shots in December at close range at the girl's 35 to 40 pound dog. A fragment from one of those bullets struck the girl in the head. She was treated at a local hospital. Betts was fired the following month. Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett.
Forest River travel trailers from Moss Motors in Marysville are designed to be functional, economical, and convenient, with ease of service. The best value for your family, choose the size and model that's right for you. If you're a beginner or experienced RVer, the smart choice is Forest River from Moss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Authorities say 2 people have died after a collision in Sarpy County. The accident occurred just before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon on Nebraska Highway 50, a few miles west of Papillion. The Sarpy County Sheriff's Office says a northbound minivan crossed a median and ran into a southbound pickup truck. 2 other vehicles sustained only minor damage after their drivers took evasive action. The minivan driver and his female adult passenger were both pronounced deceased at the scene. Residents in major cities downstream from a northwest Iowa tanker car derailment say they're confident their municipal drinking water is safe, even as crews try to contain an estimated 230,000 gallons of oil. Officials in Omaha and Council Bluffs said yesterday they're monitoring the situation and are prepared to switch to well water if oil is detected in the Missouri River, which provides most of their water. Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Call 811 before you dig.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and heard a request from a delegation representing Community Memorial Healthcare that a sales tax option be placed on the November ballot that would help sustain hospital operations. Commissioners had previously denied the request and tabled action on the decision until the July 2nd meeting. Several budget requests were presented, including an increase for the county attorney's office from Laura Johnson McNish. A portion of the additional funds would be used to train an assistant county attorney. She cited an increasing caseload and a lack of experienced criminal trial lawyers available locally. A back-and-forth discussion reportedly grew heated at times, and no decision was made. Public Works is advertising for an office clerk. They would add an additional staff person to that office. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and were advised by the county treasurer there will be no driver's license done on Mondays due to ongoing training. Road and Bridge Supervisor advised that 4 miles of 8th Road west of Lynn needs rebuilt. Commissioners agreed to discontinue home health services for now, as a recent audit showed that home health has lost money the past several years and other providers are available. Hiring additional staff was also mentioned. Home health lost over $83,000 in 2017 and over $137,000 in 2016. Hanover Hospital, as well as ambulance service representatives from Washington and Lynn, were present as Brittany Umke outlined the need for a new ambulance at Hanover. They have about $75,000 saved and asked a match of funding. A mill levy was discussed but dismissed, and commissioners agreed no money was available this year, but the matter could be considered in the 2019 budget. Construction on B Street in Washington is complete, and the road is again open for traffic. Gage County officials received a letter last week threatening a slander lawsuit from attorneys representing the Beatrice Six, whose $28 million lawsuit alleging wrongful arrest and imprisonment in a 1985 murder case is under appeal. The letter advises that comments from public officials at a recent Board of Supervisors meeting, but the Six knew what really happened in the victim's apartment was inappropriate, and attorneys claim that statement implies that his clients were involved in the murder of Helen Wilson. Nemohol County Commissioners met last Monday, and Senior Services Director Diane Youngins advised that she and the county attorney have both reviewed the contract and the letter of intent with the Kansas Department of Transportation for the new Senior Services Transit Nutrition Building at Seneca. Following discussion, commissioners unanimously approved the agreement for capital assistance funds for the contribution toward the new facility. Diane Youngins was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
We are very excited about this new expansion. This is something that a lot of my staff have wanted and needed for many years. Currently, we only serve Meals on Wheels in the city of Seneca, but with our new expansion of this new building, we will be able to support Meals on Wheels throughout the whole county. And that's so critical because that will provide a well check for these individuals and a diabetic, sodium-friendly meal every day.
Diane Youngin, Senior Services Director, coordinating the project in Nemohol County. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, scallop potato wheat roll, peas, and apricots. Tomorrow, sloppy joe on a bun, macaroni salad, carrots, and pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a low pressure system making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and that will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. It does look like we do have an upper level ridge that will move across the central northern parts of the Rockies and Midwest, which is going to bring our temperatures back up into the 90s, and some areas will see temperatures well over 100. It does look like we'll see dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Tuesday, gradually clearing skies in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 66. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we have a heat advisory that will go into effect in the afternoon. Otherwise, sunny skies mid-90s. Winds will be from the east at 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 70s. For Thursday, sunny and hot. We'll see temperatures around the lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Another round of showers yesterday. We recorded 80 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday morning here in Marysville. And a pleasant start here today, 66 degrees. Winds are light, favoring south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 26th of June. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Feldkamps wants to make buying furniture easy. That's why you'll get personalized service from local staff that knows you and takes the time to know your needs. You'll get more options than you can believe. Need a certain size, color, or finish? Penny can find it. Feldkamp's Furniture makes paying for your purchase easy, too. With 12 months, no payments, no interest with approved credit, and you'll get $50 back with a Visa prepaid card through the end of June on purchases over $999. And they're open 7 days a week. How's that for easy? Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville.
There's a new MVP in town, and it's a must-win for Messi. Hey everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. James Harden takes home his first NBA MVP award, beating LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
The last 4 years has been like, you know, knocking on the door. Now the moment is finally here.
Harden averaged 30 points per game while helping the Rockets to a franchise record 65 wins. Former Toronto Raptors coach Dwayne Casey won Coach of the Year. Sixers star Ben Simmons was crowned Rookie of the Year. At the World Cup, it's do or die for Lionel Messi and Argentina. They need a win against Nigeria to move on to the knockout round.
Give the opportunity to the best player in the world to do something magical. It's going to take some magic because this team is all over the place. I'm trusting Argentina simply because I trust Messi.
ESPN's Alejandro Moreno. Iceland and Croatia round out the action in Group D, while in Group C, Australia takes on Peru, Denmark battles France. This is ABC Sports. In baseball, Shelby Miller's return from Tommy John surgery did not go as planned against the Marlins.
Moore gets into one. High drive, deep right center field. Owens back at the wall. Goodbye!
On WINZ, it was Miller's first game since April 2017. The Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 9-5. Randall Grichuk stuns the Astros with a game-saving grab for the Blue Jays.
The pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to right field. That's hit deep. At the wall, Grichuk. He leaps in. He made the catch! Grichuk pulled it back!
On SN 590, the Blue Jays went on to top Houston 6-3. The Dodgers spoiled the party in Cubs pitcher Dwayne Underwood's first start.
Down the left field line and a career-high 13 home runs for Kike Hernandez. Right on cue.
On KLAC, Underwood only gave up the one run, but still picks up the loss. The Dodgers top the Cubs 2-1. Brian Clark, ABC.
K-State fans, season tickets for your 2017 Cactus Bowl champion Wildcat football team start at just $199 with the Flex season ticket. Take advantage of the most affordable K-State football season ticket option and get a ticket to all 7 home games for just $199. It's 100% mobile and gives you the best available unsold or visitor return seats in the stadium. Order now to watch the Wildcats take on Mississippi State, Texas, Oklahoma State, and KU. Order yours today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
SunMart is proudly cheering the talented Beatrice Junior and Senior baseball teams to make those double plays and knock that ball out of the park at the American Legion Games this week. Best of luck, everyone, from all your proud supporters here at SunMart in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
This is Dave Esker from Twin Rivers here in Beatrice. Have I got a deal for you? No, really, I do. The all-new Chrysler Drive Plus MasterCard is awesome. You get $100 cash back with the first purchase at the dealership and 0% interest for 6 months with purchase of $499 or more. Get 5% cash rewards on all dealership purchases and double points when redeemed at Twin Rivers. Stop out and get signed signed up today. It only takes minutes at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Criticism from the oil industry caused the Trump administration to restart talks over a proposal to require large refiners to blend more biofuel to make up for exemptions granted to smaller refineries. Folks with knowledge of the situation said that because of the new discussions, the EPA called off a planned Friday announcement on proposed biofuel quotas for 2019. It's the latest stalemate in the clash over U.S. biofuel policy between two key Trump constituencies, which are the oil and agriculture industries. Ethanol producers and farm state lawmakers say the recent waivers granted to small refiners have undercut the renewable fuel standard. The administration's plan to make up for the lost biofuel gallons would have put the burden on non-exempted refineries, prompting an outcry from two top oil industry trade groups. The EPA had been preparing to unveil a rule that would set biofuel blending targets for 2019 on Friday. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue plan to travel to the Show Me State for what was expected to be the biofuel blending announcement. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set the process in motion for considering the Farm Bill on the Senate floor. On Monday evening, the Senate scheduled to hold a procedural vote on the motion to proceed with the Farm Bill legislation, which is likely to pave the way for debate. The Congressional Budget Office posted its breakdown of the Senate Farm Bill. Under the bill, the dairy industry would see an additional $200 million in support over a decade, and row crop farmers participating in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, program would also see some of that financial support over the next 10 years. Overall spending on the commodity title expected to be about $400 million less than the current law provides, primarily due to the elimination of economic adjustment assistance for the cotton industry. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. A wheat harvest across much of Kansas continues. Most areas of the state got substantial rain Sunday night and Monday morning, so a bit of a pause while things dry out just a bit. There was some rain in the central Kansas Agricultural Extension District of Ottawa and Saline counties, but that's good news, according to Ag Agent Tom Maxwell.
We've been kind of a long dry spell going back to last year, and so certainly has slowed harvest up a bit in the northern reaches of Central Kansas Extension District, but we're not complaining.
Prior to the slowdown, how far along had harvest come in Ottawa and Saline counties?
In Saline County, we're pretty well wrapped up for the most part. In Ottawa County, probably 80% or better in most areas. As you get up into the northern reaches of Ottawa County, northwest Ottawa County, a little more wheat to be cut up there as we had some rain on the 18th and 19th of June, and that slowed folks up. But certainly with the weather predicted, they'll be back in the fields maybe later this week and get things wrapped up.
There's been some extreme dryness up in that part of the state, so expectations for harvest weren't all that great.
Expectations were not real high, and certainly that's been borne out with the yields that we're seeing here in Saline County anyway, mostly in the 20s. In 30s, up to 40 as we get into Ottawa County. Caught a few more rains, particularly in the northern part of Ottawa County. 30s, 40s, maybe even into the 50s.
What about test weights and protein?
Test weights kind of all over the board, but for the most part, hearing 57 to 60, even 61 test weight. Proteins, 13%, 13.5% proteins. I've heard as high as 18.
Ag News, harvest updates brought to you by Abilene Machine on Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
It's time again for
For Farming America, I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture. Important to agriculture is the CME Group and the Chicago Board of Trade, the options and futures that are traded there on a daily basis. And it has been a big year, a record year so far for the CME Group. More about that after this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It has been a busy, busy year at the Chicago Board of Trade, the CME Group's agricultural options and futures markets. In fact, the number of open interest corn contracts topped 2 million earlier in June. Might that increased trading be due in part to concern about all of the trade war talk? Tim Andreessen is the CME Group's Managing Director of Agricultural Products.
It would be really hard to pull it out because, you know, if you look at what's happened, it seems like about every other week we have some, you know, different news event. I mean, certainly I think that creates a significant backdrop. You know, as I said earlier, we kind of went into this year thinking it was going to be pretty quiet, and then we start to get some fundamentals going on in South America. And, you know, it's not just the fundamentals that are driving it, as well it is the geopolitical uncertainty around trade and, you know, the implications of, you know, what our trade policy with China is going to be.
Andreessen says that maybe one of the reasons that ag trading volume is up so much. For example, ag volume trading through May of this year is about 22% higher than through May of 17.
When you have markets with so much uncertainty in them that, you know, you're seeing a lot of trade. It's, you know, if you look at, if you're a producer and, you know, you, let's just look at soybeans. I mean, since the beginning of the year, we've gone, you know, from, you know, the high nines to the middle tens to, you know, and we're back down in the high nines again, and we're chopped around in between. So there's been so much uncertainty that this has been, you know, the kind of market where you're seeing a lot of people managing risk and are saying, hey, listen, this is more than ever, this is when I need effective risk management tools.
And if you happen to attend a county or state fair this year, you may run into somebody from the CME Group, maybe even Mr. Andreessen himself, as for the sixth year, the CME Group is on tour with its Commodity Carnival. It's in partnership with 4-H groups and is designed to let young people, even those who are not from farms, understand about production agriculture and about the risks of production agriculture. Back after this.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance. Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
I thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to Farming America, and a kind reminder that if you eat, you are involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine this morning. Again, 80 hundredths in our rain gauge yesterday morning. Now the warm-up begins. 66, pleasant outside this morning with a light south wind. Middle 80s on tap, seasonal yet today. Humid conditions, though, make it feel warmer, and will top 90 tomorrow, nudging the century mark Thursday into Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Let's call it a shutout, shall we? Brad Keller pitched seven innings of two-hit ball. Lucas Duda and Rosel Herrera drove in the only runs, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Los Angeles Angels 2-0 yesterday in the makeup of a game that was frozen out back in April. Keller struck out six and walked two in his fifth career big league start. Of their four wins overall in June, three of those have been shutouts for the Royals. Kansas City Royals back on the the road today. They're headed to Milwaukee, and Jacob Junis will take the mound for his first of two games beginning tonight. About the Angels, Tyler Skaggs returned to the mound for the Los Angeles Angels, the first of what manager Mike Sciosa hopes is a wave of healthy players. The Angels expect an update on Shohei Ohtani later this week. Garrett Richards and Zach Cozart are also making progress as they return from injuries. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, cheer on Coach Snyder and the Wildcats this fall as we host seven games in America's number one college town, including an SEC matchup with Mississippi State. Football season tickets start at less than $30 per game. Order yours today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the excitement in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as the Wildcats take on the Longhorns, Cowboys, Red Raiders, and Jayhawks. Order your season tickets today. Go Cats!
Do trees really flip their leaves before a storm? A look at the science behind that weather proverb is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 26th, the 177th day of the year. Pop diva Ariana Grande has a birthday, and the first of the Harry Potter novels was published on this day in 1997. An old weather proverb says you can predict rain by watching the leaves of silver maple trees. When they turn over, rain is on the way. As it turns out, there's science to back it up. Cold fronts that bring rain also cause a shift in winds. The unsettled wind flip the leaves to reveal their underside. Maples are most reliable predictors because their leaves are broader and catch the wind more easily, and their long stems make them especially twistable. Other trees, like poplars, will turn their leaves in response to increased humidity, which also precedes rainfall. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather at almanac.com.
KNDY had asked what you liked about us, and the response was great. You love the music, of course, and the local news and sports coverage. You like that we provide up-to-the-minute weather info, keeping you safe and informed. Some of you had just started listening to KNDY, while others have been tuning in for years. You listen at home, you listen at work, you listen whenever and wherever you can. One said KNDY beats all of the other stations hands down, and another loves that we are a hometown business with the heart of small town America. Many said KNDY is their go-to station. KNDY thanks you all for the kind words. A special thanks was given to three lucky people. Jolene Wessel, Gail Haberline, and Barbara Donovan's names were drawn, and they won tickets to the 2018 Country Stampede in Manhattan. Thanks again, and keep listening to KNDY.
KNDY.